Unit 10. People and Opinions. Reading 1. A Superlative Book. The Guinness Book of World Records is a compilation of the highest and sometimes lowest achievements in every imaginable category. It contains facts such as the hottest and coldest places on Earth, the largest lizard and the oldest language, as well as human achievements, the largest cake ever made, the highest jump, and the longest marriage. Some activities, like standing on one leg the longest or blowing the biggest bubblegum bubble, have been created simply to get into the book. These sorts of things have clearly fascinated many people. If the number of copies sold is a guide, the Guinness Book of World Records is one of the most popular books in the world. About 94 million copies have been sold since it was first published in 1955, making the book second in popularity only to the Bible. It has been sold in 100 different countries and translated into 37 languages. The Guinness Book of World Records was begun for the purpose of settling disputes in bars. The idea belonged to Sir Hugh Beaver, who was the managing director of the Guinness Brewery, which still produces the famous Guinness Stout, dark beer. On a 1951 hunting trip, after shooting at and missing a group of golden plovers, Sir Hugh and his party became engaged in a discussion about whether the plover or the grouse was the fastest game bird in Europe. The discussion was not resolved at the time, but it caused Sir Hugh to ponder that many such discussions might take place in the bars across the United Kingdom, where Guinness Stout was served. He thought a book that could answer questions about superlatives, the tallest, fastest, longest, etc., would not only be popular, but could help to market his company's product as well. Sir Hugh contacted Norm and Ross McWhirter, who ran a London research agency. The brothers compiled a list of facts, and the first edition, called The Guinness Book of Superlatives, was published in August 1955. By Christmas of that year, the book was at the top of the British bestseller lists. One year later, in America, David A. Bohm, the founder of Sterling Publishing Company, discovered a storehouse full of copies of The Guinness Book of Superlatives. Bohm decided that the book could be successful in America, so he went to Britain to obtain the rights. Bohm renamed the book The Guinness Book of World Records because he thought Americans wouldn't be able to understand the word superlatives. The book was successful immediately and quickly became famous throughout the world, earning the company $1.7 million per year. In 1989, Bohm sold the book rights back to Guinness for $8 million. Many of the facts in the Guinness Book of World Records are concerned with science and the natural world, and are, therefore, unlikely to change. Because most of the Earth has been explored, and many of its distinctive plant and animal species have already been classified, it is unlikely that, for instance, a lizard larger than the Komodo monitor will be discovered. But in the area of human achievement, records will continue to be made and broken, a fact that has given hope to a great many people who want to be noticed. Of course, there are some, like Olympic athletes, who set new records simply because they are excellent at what they do. However, there is also a sort of community of people who spend much of their time deliberately trying to set world records and get their names into the book. Some choose dangerous or highly difficult tasks, such as deep-sea diving without oxygen, or jumping off mountains with parachutes. There are many others who choose obscure activities, like bicycling backwards, or balancing wine glasses on their chins. This combination of strangeness and achievement is perhaps one of the most appealing and enduring aspects of the Guinness Book of World Records.